May be made available by calling the toll-free numbers listed on the agenda. Supporting material provided to board members for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828. Supporting material is also available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 6th floor, Las Vegas, Nevada. Supporting material will be available on the county's website at Clark County. nv.gov/searchlight tab. Board members, Kyle Myers, James Allen, Kim Colton, Kayla McGinnis, and Robert Sean. Secretary Tammy Harris, and County Liaison Mark Moskowitz. And at this time I'd like to call the meeting to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'd like to move on to roll call. Kyle Myers here, James Allen
here,
Kim Colton
here,
Kayla McGinnis
here,
and Robert Sean
here.
Everybody's present. Moving on to public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the. Okay, is that any better? Okay. Period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Any public comment out there? Moving on to approval of minutes for May 10th, 2023.
I'll go ahead and second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Approval of the minutes. And moving to approval of the agenda for June 14th, 2023, and hold, combine, or delete any items. I'd like to motion to approve of the agenda for June 14th, 2023. Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Agenda approved. Right, informational items. Item number one, receiver report and updates from the South County liaison Mark Moskowitz regarding updates on the Searchlight Health and Wellness Fair on July 22nd, Memorial Day ceremonies, and any other updates from Clark County.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to let everyone know there's a big banner up front for the Searchlight Health and Wellness Fair. It'll be Saturday, July 22nd from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And it'll be in this building. We've got a lot of programs that are coming. There'll be dental screening, eye screening, free blood pressure checks, healthy eat education, car seat education, CPR demonstration. We're also gonna be doing a computer giveaway. So be sure to come and sign up. The Lions Club will be donating a few computers. And then we'll also have backpacks for all the students. So be sure to come with, it's open to everybody, families and all that. We're really focusing on doing it back to school and also a health and wellness fair for the community. And there'll also be free fruits and vegetables while supplies last. So we're really excited. Clark County Fire Department, Kim Fulton Station will be there helping doing blood sugar tests. So there'll be a lot of great opportunities for the community to get some information. We'll also have some other county agencies that'll be tabling there as well. So we're really excited to bring this back. I know it's been needed in the community, and now that we're able to bring it back, we're very happy. So. Yeah.
Thank you for doing that. I did post it on Facebook. I had a question from an individual asked about the eye screening and if they were doing prescriptions. I'm assuming that would be a no, but they're just letting you know that your vision is at a lower degree and would require correction.
So it's actually very interesting. What they'll do is they will take your vision and then they'll let you know what it is and all that. If you need to get glasses and stuff, they'll try to work with your insurance, if you have any insurance, to kind of figure out the best route to go. And then if there's not insurance, they'll figure out ways to do vouchers and stuff like that to kind of figure out how you can get glasses if you need it. So that's kind of the way they'll do it that way. So
okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
I'll let them know.
Yes.
I thought it was a hard no.
No,
so
no, yeah.
A softer no. Thank you.
Yes. So and they'll also be able to provide information too of like where you can go and stuff like that. So yeah, we're very excited to have it. And if you have any questions, please call our office or email us. We're more than happy to answer those and provide follow-up. So yeah, cool. And then I just wanted to thank Jane Overy and Joan Mezzabrink for inviting Commissioner Knapp to myself to the Memorial Day ceremony at the Searchlight Cemetery. It was a very meaningful ceremony. It was a great, great community atmosphere. It was so nice to see so many people. It really let us remember to thank all of our veterans and service members for everything they do. And I want to thank the community for letting us be involved and be there. Commissioner Knapp and I really had a wonderful day. We started in Searchlight at 9:30 doing the ceremony at the cemetery, which was very meaningful. And then we headed down to Laughlin for their ceremony at 11 a.m. So it was a really nice day to meet with a lot of the community members. So I want to appreciate and thank Searchlight. And I know the SBO did a wonderful job with their programs in the afternoon. So thank you again for all that you do for the community. So. Perfect. And then the other thing I want to mention is, I know it's in Laughlin, but we have with Nevada Legal Services, they have the Ask a Lawyer, and that's the first Wednesday of every month. The next one will be July 5th, then August 2nd, September 6th, October 4th, November 1st, and December 6th. It's in the Laughlin Government Center down there. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's a great opportunity. It's a free service. Say you have any questions regarding legal information, they're able to help you with that. They do ask that you sign up in advance, and the reason they ask for that is because they want to be able to have the most information possible for you. So contact our office, we can get you in contact with them. What they'll do is they'll kind of, you can always call them even outside of those dates, and they're more than happy to help you over the phone and all that, but this is an opportunity where you can bring in documents and show them and go over it. But with that is, if you register in advance, they're able to really tell you what to bring, what you might need to bring, what other information to look out for, so it's more or less so you don't have to keep on coming back and forth. You might have to, but that'll help to answer more questions. So we have some flyers in the back, but please let us know if you have any questions, and we can definitely help with that as well. And then the last thing is, we have Commissioner Knapp's new newsletter. It's in the back. It's got a lot of good information. It has the Searchlight Health Fairs on there. We talk about the Memorial Day stuff. So please let us know in our office if you'd like to be on the electronic distribution list, or if you'd like to get copies sent to your community center, stuff like that. We're always happy to provide information. So, and with that, that is all my updates. So thank you.
Lots of exciting stuff. Thank you, Mark. And then I just would like to thank you and Commissioner Knapp for attending the Memorial Day ceremony at the cemetery.
Thank you.
The community appreciates your guys' involvement. Anybody out there have questions for Mark Moskowitz?
I do.
Kim?
Yes, thank you so much. The ceremony was fabulous at the cemetery, and the lowering of the flag, which makes me think of flags. And so we've got the community group where the SBO is purchasing the flags, but then we have a group of gentlemen, Bill McGinnis and
sure.
Charlie and several other individuals doing that.
Me and a lot of the times too.
Yeah.
What's that?
I said I join with them a lot of the times.
I have
too.
So yeah, it's a race. I mean, it's very fun. However, it is something that, again, we would like to push towards the county and make sure we get that on. Just as Commissioner Knapp commented, he likes to drive through the town and see the flags during Memorial Day, Veterans Day, 4th of July. We do want to make sure that that's something that continues on, and that could be done through the county through, you know, NDOT program or whatever, like Laughlin has their flags out. And so if you would just continue to support on that end,
yep.
Mark. And then you did not mention that upcoming potential August 16th 19th. Pet Fair. Again,
19th.
Just
the 19th.
August 19th.
Yes.
That would be partnering with Commissioner Knapp's office, the animal.
Yeah, no, that's a great one. So we're in the very early stages. I know last year, late August, I believe it was August 26th, because I just looked at the flyer, we did a animal vaccination clinic. At the fire station, and Kim Colton, their team was fantastic at providing resources to us, but we're looking to do it again. So we're in the early stages of that. Right now, we believe it should be August 19th. I've got calls in with the Animal Foundation to find out more information. I suspect there won't be as many turnout, because I know I've heard that the rabies and all those vaccines are about 3 years, but please let everyone know, like, there's more opportunities to get these free vaccines and all that for your pets, and we'll continue to give more updates. So that's right, I forgot to mention that. So August 19th, location is TBD. It might be at the fire station again, but it could also be here. So we will definitely let you know for sure.
And yeah, as far as the vaccine, the rabies vaccine for 3 years, so everybody that got their 1 year shot last year, if they get another shot within this year, then it would be the 3 year.
Oh, okay.
So it's a first a 1 year, then a 3 year.
Okay.
And so then we wouldn't need it again for that group of animals. And ironically, and Sandy can attest, we have, you know, one of the locals that had their dog picked up and didn't have the rabies shot, took one of the dogs to the vaccine clinic, but didn't take the other, unfortunately. So he ended up getting a ticket.
Okay.
And then it hurts the animals, because they do get locked up in those situations.
Sure.
For 10 days because of the potential for rabies.
Yep.
So it's a fantastic event that we're grateful to have had.
And we're looking to do it yearly. I know there's the whole 3 years, but we want to do it every year. That's my goal. I've called Kim and told her I want to do it every year. So we want to do that because there are new animals that come to the community, and I think it's a great opportunity to be able to get them all up to speed with their shots. So we're looking forward to doing that, and hopefully it won't be too hot in August. But yeah. It was good last year, so.
75 animals.
Yeah, we did 75 animals, which was I'd say is one of the best events because it's so fun to watch the animals. Tammy and I sat there and they would be so excited, and then they figured out that they're going to get a shot, and then you got very scared. So that was enjoyable for us to watch that 75 times, but yeah, we get you those good seats next year. Yeah, but we pet a lot of nice animals that day, so yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Mark, in regards to the possibility of the county doing the flags, do you guys have a count on the flagpoles, or is that something that would need to be provided to you guys?
Yeah, if you can provide any of that information, that'd be great. I know with the flags, it's going to be a little complicated. Not saying we won't be able to do it, just because that road is NDOT's road. However, I think a lot of the street poles are in Clark County's right of way. So it might just be like a small email of like.
I would like to mention that, you know, doing the public works reports for quite some time now, I've discovered in my journey that the poles on the highway are actually maintained by Clark County.
Perfect. That would be good. Yeah, and I'll just ask them if there's any concern with NDOT of, like, say one falls in the road, like, what responsibility happens with that. That'd be my only concern to look into, just that NDOT's aware we're doing it, but mm-hmm. I don't see any problem with it. And we'll figure out a way to make it work. And I appreciate everyone in the community that's been putting them up and taking them down. It looked wonderful when we came down on Monday for Memorial Day, so that was very, very nice. But yeah, we'll try to get it where it's...
Well, I'll get you those counts and, okay. and locations and everything, and we'll go from there.
That'd be great. And cool. Then do you know if I just as a follow-up, they all have the holders in, right?
Like currently, yes.
Okay. That's one of the bigger challenges is when they're missing those okay. holders, then it adds to more problems, but yeah.
Absolutely.
So if that's looking like a hard no... on the county going, it's in the right of way, and it could be a flag in the road. Then just forget about it. We'll continue to secretly get them up there on the random.
I was told at the Memorial Day ceremony, I'm not going to mention any names. Somebody promised me that they will take care of it. But yeah, so that lovely resident, I believe they will do it. So, but yeah, we'll work together. We'll make it right.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks again, Mark. Is there any other questions out there for Mark? All right. So.
I'm sorry, Kyle.
I'm getting grilled tonight.
Can you please provide us an update on the two zoning issues that were on the agenda last month?
Sure. So let me try to remember correctly. So
the helicopter,
that one was approved here and is approved as well with the BCC. I want to say that the condition, I believe, was... Correct me if I'm wrong. Was it a 1 year? Might have been a 1 year. It might have been a 2 year. Let me double check on that one. I think that was one of like just, you know, the big thing with that one is we want to make sure the community lets our office know if they have any concerns with it, because that helps if there is issues, because it went 1 year and there was no comments or anything from the community. So that always makes it hard kind of to force an applicant each time to go a year when you keep on seeing consistently that there's no issue. So
absolutely.
So I believe it's a 2 year, but let me double check if it's at least 2 year. It might be a 1 year. So I don't feel confident with saying that for certain. The outside the boat storage, the Fast Eddies, that was also denied at the Board of County Commissioners. So what that means now is that they will start to work to remove some of the storage there. Please be a little, you know, it will take a little bit of time. I'm contacting with code enforcement. You know, I keep an eye on it as well. So we're making sure that there is progress, but that one was not approved. So that one was denied, so that won't be happening there. So
when you say that they're going to start moving them out because they have been denied a license, so there weren't any recommendations the board said, like by, you know, putting in sidewalks or...
They were straight denied. There's no conditions on it. That use is not allowed there, so they're now going to work to remove all of their storage there.
All of it?
Yeah.
Within a year?
Time frame, I want to talk with code to make sure. I know they have their standard of sending out a letter, and then they do kind of follow-ups with them to work with them to make sure, you know, there is progress. So,
okay.
But yeah, I don't have exact times at this moment, but yeah.
Okay, and they fenced it, so it does look better in the meantime. So if we're patient with them.
Yeah. So, but yes, they know that they know their next steps, the applicant and the owners. So.
Okay. And then all I would say is to Judy's and her group that lives out there, just to please do as Mark said on the helicopters and, you know, be vigilant. And if you have concerns, make sure they get expressed to Commissioner Knapp's office.
Yeah, you can always email us. You can email Tam. You can call our office. We'll be able to get them in and provide them the code to that. Then they do their whole process. So please let us know. That's because, like I said, the last time we had no code violations for a year. So, yeah.
Well, Mark, I got another one for you as well.
Just called the Martin meeting.
Sorry.
Rural Partners Network. We have any updates on what's going on with that?
That's a good one. Yes. So I don't have any new updates. Elias was out of town for a few weeks. I emailed him and asked him for updates. I believe I have a meeting next week or 2 weeks with him to kind of like figure out, because I haven't heard much, so I was concerned. I'm actually meeting with Shawnee Coleman's department, Community Economic Development, tomorrow. So that'll be in the afternoon, so I can get some more update from them. But please continue to let myself know or anyone in the community if you want to be a part of the Rural Partners Network. We'll get you on the email list and the whole project to be able to put in projects. It should still be going, so if you have any questions, I know one concern was we had a lot of interest, but we weren't getting a lot of things submitted. So make sure if you have some project ideas to submit them. Like I always say, you can contact our office if you have any questions of maybe locations or parcel numbers. And also USDA and Rural Partner Network can actually help you walk through a lot of them too. So please don't hesitate if you kind of get stuck up with that application. Call us and we can kind of help you through it or guide you the right people. So at this time, no updates. There's no upcoming meetings, but hopefully our goal is to kind of do a virtual one, I think, to kind of start to, with the ball rolling, to get people to be able to be more active in it. I think they're still trying to figure out what it looks like of what they're doing. So I don't think it's set yet, but any updates, I'll be definitely giving those as well. So
perfect, yeah. Perfect. Anyone else got something for Mark?
I do.
Come on.
So I forgot there was an email from Diane Kendall that mentioned Title 31 was completed.
So Title 30, and I don't, I want to make sure, but I know that they've kind of completed their first part, but there's also this second part that they're now doing of kind of like neighborhood overlays or community overlays. I'm probably misspeaking. And you can still submit stuff and to planning and ourselves. And they're kind of making a list. I know they have a list from Diane of all of her requests. And they're kind of putting those in a list. And that's kind of being the second iteration of it. I don't want to speak because I don't have the right details right now. I can definitely find out more of where it is. I don't think it's final yet, Title 30, but I think it's getting very close. But that doesn't mean that they're going to not stop this other part of adding more things to it. So,
okay.
That answers. I hope that does. That was.
It's a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, and I will keep an eye on that as well. So.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Of course. Any more?
Any more?
All right. I'm ready. I'm warmed
up. All right. So, receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns. Out there for Metro? Anything from the board?
So 40 citations, is that high?
I don't have a comparison. I know we try to spend, especially when we have like a double squad day, try to spend some time up here and try to issue as many citations as we can. I know that strip of highway right in the middle of town, everybody speaks. So that's what we're trying to attack.
And what day's the double duty day? Is Wednesday still?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, so everyone knows not to speed. The locals at least will have some pre-knowledge.
Yeah, or, I mean, there's a lot more activity, so if you have questions, if you see us out there, you can feel free to come up to us, talk to us, ask us questions, or if you have any concerns, that's a good time, because I know sometimes when you try to call in, sometimes there's a long wait and people don't want to call in, so if you see us, just, you know, wave us down and ask us questions. We're more than happy to help out.
Okay. One more thing is that on Sundays, with the traffic coming out of the Cove is one of our big concerns. And being on the fire department, we had an incident, and thank goodness Metro responded within probably like 4 minutes. There was an altercation while the ambulance was pulled over at Denny's, and people pulled in with boats, blocked the ambulance, got people upset, and it turned into almost a very, very, very dangerous situation with 20 people. You know, Metro responded, and the officer that responded mentioned that he was staying in longer in Searchlight at night due to situations like this, and especially on Sundays. So we appreciate that, and as I said, as being on the fire department, I was terrified. A big chain came out. It was bad. It was a very scary situation, so I'm very grateful that you guys have more presence here.
I'll pass it on to Lieutenant, the sergeants. That way, if time allows to spend more time up here, we'll probably surprise them. Especially during the summer where we do have a lot of activity from the lake, especially Sundays.
Yeah, and you have people coming back that have been drinking alcohol and on the boats and all day, you know, 9 o'clock at night. So.
Yeah, we'll try to coordinate with Highway Patrol as well. And sometimes they have troopers in the area or park rangers, so that way even if we're in Laughlin and have to drive back, maybe they'll have a officer in the area where they can help out until we arrive. So.
Good. Thank you very much.
Any other questions? All right, thank you, officer. Right. Item number 2. Receive a report from Kim Colton, Searchlight Volunteer Fire District, regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues.
Hi, Kim Colton, Searchlight Volunteer Fire Department. I'm going to keep it short, you guys. So in the month of May, we had 10 calls to service. 9 calls were for medical, 1 was for auto. So 10 calls May of 23 versus 24 calls in May of 22. So we had a 58% decrease, double what the decrease was in Metro. But as I mentioned before, we're grateful to have a little break, you know, with our volunteers. It's a lot of work, which leads me, even though we are decreased in numbers this year, we're always looking for volunteers. We do not have anybody available since Sue retired from Monday through Thursday, daytime hours. Anytime up until like 4 p.m. So it's a time where there's no medical personnel here. And I work from home. I can respond as a first responder, but cannot provide EMS services at this time. So just, you know, anybody that you know that would like to be on the fire department that can assist, that maybe is retired, that can help during those hours, you know, we welcome any and all on the fire department. So, and that's it.
Any questions out there for Kim, the fire department? Anything from the board? All right. Thank you, Kim. And item number 3, receive a report from Sandra Yasinchak with Justice Court regarding statistics and other activities during the past month.
Case type filings, new civil citation filed. That's the new civil rule that came into effect beginning of the year. Everything from a traffic perspective, a lot of that got turned over into now a civil infraction. So we did 339 new filings in May. And then this is the old traffic, the piece that's still left. There's still a little piece of criminal traffic left if you're going over 41 or reckless or whatever. We did 113 of those new ones. New criminal complaints that's coming out of the district attorney's office is 4. We don't really do a whole lot of complaints. And then cases closed. In addition to what we bring in, we close cases. We close 347 cases. And that's all in the month of May. Court dates, criminal, are always the first Tuesday and Wednesday, every other week. So criminal was June 6th and the 20th. Traffic's June 7th and the 21st. All court dates are open to the public and begin at 10. Questions?
Any questions out there for Sandra with the Justice Court? Any questions from the board? Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you.
Item number 4, receive a report from Jordan Bunker or Aaron Gamble of Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system. And we don't have anyone here to provide the report today. Bob, would you like to read that one for us?
On May 23rd, 2023, water production was 3.7 milligrams compared to 5.71 milligrams in May 2022, a reduction of 2.01 mg. Searchlight had no service line or mainline breaks, leaks in May. Some customers may have received or will receive text messages or robocalls from the Las Vegas Water District regarding potential leaks at their homes. These are legitimate communications from the water district to proactively notify customers if we see continuous flow on the meter. And at the July Town Advisory Board meeting, the Las Vegas Water District staff will discuss this new program in greater detail.
Thank you, Bob.
Nice.
All right, moving forward. Item number 5, receive a report from Will Smith with Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater system and water usage. Go ahead and read that one. So for the June 14th staff meeting, our statistics are from May 2023, treated an average of 41,000 gallons per day, compared to May 2022, had an average of 44,000 gallons per day. Difference from 2023 to 2022 was the flow decreased by 3,000 gallons per day from last year at this time. No sewer service complaints for the month of May, and 0 call before you dig searchlight tickets received for May. And also, since May, we have seen multiple blockages in Searchlight's wastewater infrastructure due to excessive flushing of disposable wipes. You can help prevent future blockages that could lead to disruption of your sewer service simply by discarding wipes in the trash can. We know it may be confusing because companies frequently market these products as flushable. These wipes, however, do not break down in water and can easily cause messy clogs that require costly repairs. We appreciate your help as we continue to treat Southern Nevada's wastewater, and you could find out more helpful tips at paintinthedrain.com, or if you'd like a cool little reminder, we got these little toilets in the back there. All right.
Stretch.
All right, so item number 6, receive a report from Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
I'll try to get someone from IT out here to see what's going on.
Well, you know, a new system would be nice.
Huh?
A new system.
Yeah. I agree.
We can't hear you.
So statistics for May, 5 programs, 94 visits. I also have a request to include calamari on here. Is that something that you guys want from now on? Okay. So I'll make sure that the statistics are in the next report. There will be a movie in the park this Friday, Searchlight Town Park, at 8 o'clock. And that's actually sponsored by Commissioner Naft. So thank you. We are going to be closed on June 19th. They have made Juneteenth an official holiday, so our building is closed that day. And then Slim Kidwell Center programs, that center is open 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Thursday. Monday they do open rec, Tuesday painting, Wednesday diamond art, and Thursday beading. And it's not on here, but I'm going to give the same spiel that I always give. If anybody knows anybody in town that would want to work youth programming, we really need someone to be able to open up the center this summer. It doesn't have to be a full 20 hours a week. It could be whatever someone's willing to work, we will work with them. 3 hours, 6 hours, nine, whatever. So if you guys know anyone, please send them our way. That's all I have.
You know, I always got to ask you about the splash pad.
I do not have an update on the splash pad, but I will email tomorrow, and I'll make sure that Mark is copied on it so that when we get a response, we can let you guys know what's going on.
Perfect. I appreciate that. Is there any questions out there for Alan with Parks and Rec? Anything from the board? All right. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
Okay. Item 7, receive a report from Tyler Young with Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs.
That's going to be June 22nd at 11:30 a.m. We have Tailwise coming, which is one of our summer programs. First time coming out here. It's going to be a scientific program. It's a STEAM program that demonstrates science experiments about air pressure, loss of motion, and chemical reactions. This is open to families, teens, parents, guardians. Come on down here, enjoy the show. It's the first time they're going to come to Searchlight, so if we get a good crowd, they might come back next year. We then have a Suncatchers painting program happening on Tuesday, June 27th at 1 p.m. And our book club is Friday, June 30th at 2 p.m. We do have Summer Challenge still going on. That goes on until July 31st. Still plenty of time to come on down. It's adults and kids. Kids have a chance to win tickets to the Neon Museum down in Vegas. That's the grand prize for everybody. And adults have a chance to win a telescope with a $100 gift card to Amazon. Upcoming events that we do have for July, I just wanted to happen before the meeting next time. We have Magic Comedy with Adam London. We're rescheduling him to come back out on Saturday, July 8th. That's going to be at 12. We have the Marionettes happening the following Saturday, July 15th at 2 p.m. And then John Lewitt, he's a new magician coming here to Searchlight as well. He's going to be doing an interactive magic show that is space-themed, and he's going to ask for a lot of audience participation. So again, that's a lot of kids. Bring your families, parents, guardians. Please come on down, support him for his first time coming here to Searchlight. And that's all we have going on.
Any questions out there for Tyler with the library? Anything from the board?
I do. I think, Tyler, I think you posted on Facebook before. Are you continuing to do that on the Searchlight Events page?
Yes.
Okay, I was going to say, because I think that it helps people forget, and then...
It helps reach, I feel like it helped reach someone like down in Cottonwood Cove, down in Calneb. I want to just, anybody who's around the community, I would love you guys to come on up and join us. We're here to support the community. We want to put out programs for everybody. We love seeing people in the library. It's just nice having everyone in there. Rock Tumbling has been doing great. We started our second iteration of that. We went from 3 to 6 people, and that was fantastic. We even got 3 kids to join this time. That was great.
Awesome.
Good. Yeah, I think that helps the page that Searchlight Events page.
Absolutely.
And yeah, and if you post like even the night before, I think it gets people to remember, you know, or even that day, you know.
And I appreciate Kyle. Thank you for reposting anything I might have forgotten to put anywhere. That really helps the library and helps the community know what we have going on.
Of course, I do what I can.
Yeah, thank you.
Anything else from the board? Awesome. Thank you, Tyler. Item number 8, receive a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works concerns. I have nothing to report, but I'm always taking concerns. I'm sorry? At the park? So I had actually talked, I think, last month to someone in the county. I can't remember what their name was, but they were from Public Works, and they said that, well, same thing they told me last time was the stop didn't warrant a four-way, and the solution would be to request more enforcement in the area by Metro. And that's what I was told by the county. I don't know if Mark had heard anything different.
I have not heard anything different, no. Okay.
Can we petition?
I'm not going to tell you you can't petition. You can, you know.
Even like speed bumps?
I won't do that.
Speed bumps, huh?
Ask, if you would call back and ask them if we had a petition, what sort of percentage of the town members we would need in order to request a stop sign in our own town, not someone who's dictating it to us. And no.
Okay.
Please.
Of course.
Makes me mad. Sorry, Mark.
I'll look into that, and I'll bring the information to next meeting.
Yeah, when we have concerned people that want a stop sign, and we are told, no, you can't have that. That's
absolutely, I hear you. I'll get back with them and see if we could iron it out to where everyone's happy, and we can get the safety improved in the area.
Thank you.
Anything else out there for public works concerns? Anything else from the board?
I have one thing. 2 miles of road from outside of town, the right lane is just all tore up, and that needs to be fixed.
Which road?
95?
U.S. Highway 95.
Southbound, northbound?
Southbound. Yeah, the right lane, I mean, it's all chopped up, and, you know, you ride in it, and it's creating potholes. Let's just put it that way.
That's, you know, obviously NDOT, but I do know that they, I believe it's this year, but I heard it could have been pushed to next year. You remember a few years ago, they redid some of the highway down south, mm-hmm. going through Calaveras. It's my understanding that the next phase is coming up soon, where it would be coming from where they stopped through Searchlight. So we would actually get the whole road redone like they did back then. The same way, probably be a pain in the neck getting around it like it was then. So,
I have a contact at NDOT now that I'm working with. I think her name is Stephanie. Okay. I can ask her. So it's about 2 miles south.
Yeah, the 2 miles from, say,
Coyote Mine.
Yeah, pretty much what she just said.
Oh,
from
that's
where the Coyote
north.
Mine
that's north.
Okay, that's north.
Okay. On the southbound.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's horrific. And that's the issue, too, is that I'm working with her, is that sign, the speed radar thing hasn't been working for 4 months. And so then she said that they're waiting on a part. So it's been a long process, but at least
it's been coming from a long ways away, huh?
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah,
it'd be nice to see that back on.
Yeah, I know that didn't have anything in the public works, but it was part of roads.
No,
of course.
And I'll follow up on that.
Thank you for bringing that up. Anything else from the board? Okay. All right, moving on to item 9. Announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events. Anybody got any announcements out there?
I did. This is important to me. I've learned that last month Nancy Whitney, who was a member of this board, she passed away. And I just wanted to say how grateful we were to have her, because she stepped in and kept the board alive because we were down to so few members, and that you know, we didn't want to lose our town board. And she wasn't hugely involved in the town before that, but she stepped up when it was needed at that moment for the town. So we're grateful for her service to us.
Absolutely. Not only that, she was just a great person in general, and she will be missed. So may she rest in peace.
I did not know that. I could.
Okay, so any other announcements out there? Upcoming meetings, events? Okay. And moving on to planning and zoning. We have none. General business, also none. Now to comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Open this up to the public. Thank you, Judy. Any other comments out there? Okay. All right. So our next meeting date is July 12th, 2023. And motion to adjourn? Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion passed. Meeting adjourned. Thank you for coming, everybody. I need to clear my throat that whole time. I know, I'm sitting there and like trying to talk.
Robert's a kid one. Thank you.
I put Nancy in the wrong way.